Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. It's a regular assembly meeting of March 18th, 2024. Will the clerk call the roll?
Bob?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Donna?
Here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have a full assembly with Assemblymember Marsh zooming in from the herring boat. It's now time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I apologize for the 5-minute late start here. We had a little technical difficulty in our starting our last meeting. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our last assembly meeting of March 4th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, if there's no changes, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we'll approve those minutes. And item 4, amendment and approval of the meeting agenda this evening, and entertain a motion to proceed as presented if there's no changes.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay. Public hearings. We have 4 public hearings this evening. First public hearing is for ordinance 2024-01. This is an ordinance amending section 16.10.160, required authorization for disposal of borough real property of the Petersburg Municipal Code to increase the assessed property value requirement for sale or exchange of borough property to be ratified by the voters of the Petersburg Borough. This is your chance to give public testimony on that ordinance. So if there's anybody in the room that would like to testify, please step to the podium and state your name and who you represent. And we do have a 5-minute time limit.
I'll be brave and go first. My name is Deborah O'Gara. My Tlingit name is Djuk Suk. And I'm the newly elected president for Petersburg Indian Association. And I'm stepping forward to, as a representative of PIA, to speak in support of this amendment and encourage the council to continue to support it at the 1.5, or I know that there had been mention of bringing the cap up to 2, which I would also support. We're on the traditional lands of Sikakwan, and we at PIA support this ordinance and ask that you do continue to pass it and raise the amount of the assessed values to a more appropriate level than it was when it was first enacted several years ago, or actually several decades ago. And the purpose why we're supporting it is it will help to promote more simple sales of the land that belongs to the borough as well. And with that, we'll encourage development, which includes housing development, and sending it down or keeping it at its current level only increases a burden on our voters to actually vote that. And I think that the council is more than capable of approving that sales and really promoting and encouraging development of the lands that the borough owns. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Anyone else in the audience interested in testifying under the public hearing for ordinance 2024-01? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk, is there anyone zooming in? I don't see any names, so.
No, there's no one.
Okay, thank you. So that public hearing is now closed. Second public hearing of this evening. This is a public hearing on ordinance 2024-02, an ordinance amending section 16.10.030 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to allow for disposal of borough land for a public benefit purpose. Anyone in the room willing or interested in testifying to this during this public hearing? Okay, seeing none, that public hearing is now closed. Brings us to the item C. This is a public hearing for ordinance 2024-03. This is an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2024 budget for known changes. Is anyone in the room that would like to testify under this public hearing for ordinance 2024-03?
I have someone on the line. I think they wanted to speak, and I'm not sure for which one. They just popped in, so let me check and see.
Okay, well, Zoom them in. Hello, do you hear us? CW? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that should be Cindy Lynn. And Cindy, if you could press star six on your phone, that should unmute you.
Hi.
Hello.
I wasn't able to put the numbers in. They wanted the meeting ID, so that's why there was the delay. I want to talk about two things that are on the agenda. I'm sorry you separated them by ordinance. Number one was a $60,000 removal for legal fees from the budget, which from my understanding has to do with an appeal of a 32-page decision by a superior court judge.
Well,
can you let the public know?
Can I explain some? Excuse me, ma'am.
Don't correct me while I'm on my 3 minutes, please.
Don't worry, you will get your time. I just want to clarify where we're at on the meeting agenda. We're in public hearings.
I couldn't get through, sir.
We're in public hearings right now, and this is on ordinance 2024-03, and this is about the budget. So what you're talking about, the $60,000 in that supplemental budget, is correct. So, you know, you will get your full time.
When do I start?
Right now.
Okay, why did you have to clarify that? I was on the money.
I wasn't sure what you part of the agenda you wanted to talk to, ma'am.
Well, I don't have the agenda in front of me, sir, because I don't have the internet. The $60,000 you're requesting for additional legal fees having to do with part of Mr. Koenig's case is an appeal request, apparently legally, from what I understand, from a 32-page decision where Mr. Koenig was favorably, the decision was favorable in his direction for us as far as a freedom of information. So you're requesting an actual appeal. And I wanted to know, and the public does, where are we at with all these lawsuits? There's several with Mr. Koenig, and there's one with Chief Kerr. Apparently that one hasn't really gone anywhere. And how much money is the insurance company paying? How much is the public paying? And what are we paying for? An appeal seems over the top. And Mr. Walsh is speaking with his legal hat on regarding these legal matters, which I think he should be recused from doing that. The other issue has to do with the selling the city property below market value. I wanted to say that public benefit, that term has absolutely no definition. Industrial development could be for our benefit. Anything could be. Also, the term affordable housing, there's no guidelines whatsoever on what that means. Also, the process of the application before planning and zoning, the neighbors don't actually get the application of what the people plan to do with the property, and that's not a legally binding document. They can change their mind, seems to me. What happens if the project doesn't go through, they run out of money, and it's sold to another party, maybe from out of town, that has a commercial interest? Is there any protection of that happening? Also, since I've been here, two major projects had just gone through. Each was handled differently. One was the clink at Haida, and the other was Severson's. As far as what the public ended up having to pay for, if any, on roads, water, sewer, and electric. If you can find out the history and share with us, the only time we can ask questions is at the 12:30 period once a month Today was one for half an hour. Also, there's a master plan for every city of food planning and zoning of what they hope to project over time of the density of development. With projects having the zoning changed frequently, how are we altering what Petersburg is going to look like? Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I suggest if you have any questions of any issues with the borough, just to call the borough office, and they would be more than willing to answer any questions they can. Okay, thank you for your testimony.
I'd like to have the public know what you're thinking, and we don't. Thank you.
The information's available. Thank you for your testimony. Okay, we're back to, this is a public hearing still for ordinance 2024-03. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify or make comments under this public hearing? No one else calling in?
No, there's no one.
Okay, that public hearing is closed. Next public hearing, the last one of the evening, is a public hearing for ordinance 2024-04. This is an ordinance amending section 10.20.010, discharge of firearms prohibited, of the Petersburg Municipal Code to remove prohibition of discharge of firearms in the area of Frederick Point East Subdivision. Is there anyone in the room or calling in that would like to testify under this public hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have a 5-minute limit. Please state your name and who you represent.
Thank you, sir. My name is Almont Lindsay. I represent myself. Dear Borough Assembly, my name is Almont Lindsay. I live in Lot 6, Block 2 in the Frederick Point East neighborhood. I'm asking that you all please do not repeal the no discharge of firearms law in that area. I want you all to ask yourselves if you would like strangers or people you know discharging firearms around your homes or cars. I am guessing most of you would not. Thus, I ask you humbly, please, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as you love yourselves. The Tongass National Forest is millions of acres. You don't need to open up this little neighborhood where some people have lived peacefully for 30 years to gun violence. St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Why not use the money paid in property taxes from the Frederick Point East property owners to replace the no discharge of firearm signs on each end of the neighborhood that have been riddled with bullets, with large, bright signs making it explicitly clear where the no discharge of firearms area is? James chapter 2, verse 13. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoice against judgment. Lastly, please let the Frederick Point East neighborhood be a habitat for humanity, not a habitat for gun violence. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony this evening. So is there anyone else that would like to testify? I know your name, but for the record, would you please state your name and who you represent?
I'm Ralph Strickland. I represent myself, and I understand the man's point, but there's miles and miles of land there that is prime subsistence habitat, and most of those homes are down on the waterfront. And I don't feel as though people will be pursuing and hunting down around cabins. And if they do come upon it, they will be going other directions. And you're not excluded from discharging firearms in that area. If you go hunting and you see an animal, you're more than welcome to pursue it on the uphill side of that road. But if it steps off the downhill side, you can't pursue it. And there's miles back in that Pan Creek Valley that isn't anywhere near anybody's homes. And it's, if they want to live on the beach and live a subsistence lifestyle, I mean, they could harvest an animal off their porch if they so desire. But you're excluding miles of prime hunting real estate from subsistence users. And I don't know if you checked the price of the grocery store. Meat costs a lot. And I subsist a lot off the land. I harvest deer and a moose if I can. But I do harvest deer. There's opportunity for people to harvest bear. I don't harvest bear, but I think it's a lot of land lost to subsistence use that isn't anywhere near anybody's homes. So that's my representation, and that's all I was here for. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the room interested in participating in the public hearing for ordinance 2024-04? Seeing none, and no one's calling in, Clerk Thompson?
There's no one.
I mean, Clerk Regula? Okay, that public hearing is closed. We're on to bid awards. There are none this evening. Next item on the agenda is 7, which is persons to be heard with items related to tonight's agenda. So if there's anyone in the room that would like to speak to items on tonight's agenda, step forward, state your name and who you represent. It's a 5-minute limit.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, my name is Andrew Mazzella. I'm speaking on behalf of my company, Fierce Allegiance Development, LLC, regarding item E on the agenda, which is the lease transfer assignment from Ocean Beauty Seafoods to my company, Fierce Allegiance Development. Some of you know me. I went through in depth a little of my background at the Harbor Board, and I hope everyone was able to listen to that regarding this. So I won't take too much time going back over that. But I did grow up in Petersburg, moved here at the beginning of second grade through high school, graduating in 2005. And I continued here in the community commercial fishing for many years after that. The last several years, since about 2019 specifically, 5 years now, I've been looking for opportunities here in town to get my real estate and construction businesses involved in the community, and especially to provide opportunities for local businesses and individuals. I've been negotiating with Ocean Beauty Seafoods for nearly 8 months regarding the purchase of the bunkhouse at 18 Harbor Way, of which this lease assignment includes. On their end, they currently are the leaseholder, and it's a pivotal part of the purchase of the bunkhouse, the 18 Harbor Way project. After the February assembly meeting that moved the initial request I had submitted, the initial application, it moved it to the Harbor Board for discussion and approval. I attended that meeting by Zoom, at which I am very thankful to the Harbor Board that they were able to thoroughly go through the original and my future intentions for the lease. We spent about 2 hours going through all the ins and outs of it. Again, very thankful to them for that. I went through very clearly what the benefits to the harbor and also the community will be. As I mentioned, I won't take a lot of time to reiterate that. I trust anyone that's interested, or especially the assembly, had a chance to listen to that whole meeting as we went through everything. And as a result of the Harbor Advisory's consideration, they ultimately unanimously approved recommending the lease transfer from Ocean Beauty Seafoods to Fierce Allegiance, which is what's on the agenda today for the Assembly's final approval. And as I said, I want to sincerely thank the Harbor Board and the Harbor Master, and of course all the Assembly members and all the community members who have deeply considered this request and acknowledged the benefits that I'm working to bring to Petersburg and especially the waterfront areas. Per the Harbor's Board's recommendation, I would expect and appreciate a unanimous approval of the lease transfer by the Assembly as a show of support for the project and my intentions in the community. Per the agenda item language, the only recommended term of approval on my end, on my company's end, is to close, which in other words, take ownership of the property at 18 Harbor Way. As a sign of good faith, I decided to move ahead with that closing in advance of this meeting, and I took possession of the property on Friday, March 15th, which was 3 days ago. I'm incredibly excited to offer opportunities with that project, and in addition, I am very pleased to announce that additionally to that property, I have entered into a contract with Ocean Beauty to purchase all of their waterfront property across the street as well. This includes the pier, the waterfront cannery, the plant buildings, as well as the loading dock adjacent to the borough's parcel that is currently leased to Ocean Beauty, and that's directly related to these properties per the original 1980s agreement for this lease, and that's what is being requested to be assigned to Fierce Allegiance Development today. At the Harbor Board, I had mentioned in detail, but again, my goal with all these properties and developments is to take the torch from Ocean Beauty and ignite business opportunities for local businesses and especially fishermen and fisherwomen and all related support ventures by the community. I look forward to working together with the borough, the assembly, the harbor departments, all the departments of Petersburg, and especially the citizens of Petersburg to boost and continue what this town is known for, which is the resources of the ocean and its unparalleled seafood. Thank you for your time and thoughtful consideration.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to participate in persons to be heard on items related to the agenda? If you have stepped forward, if you do. Seeing none, we'll move to item 8, persons to be heard with items unrelated to today's agenda. Is there anyone that would like to speak on items unrelated to today's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on. Item 9, boards, commission, and committee reports. There are none this evening. Nothing listed under consent agenda. And item 11, report of other officers. Borough Safety Committee report. Committee Chairman Captain Holgram has provided a written report on safety committee activities. So if you want to read it, it's on the agenda. Next item is item 12, the mayor's report. There is no written mayor's report tonight, but I would like to give a shout out to our Petersburg Vikings. The boys team took state, Region 2A state champion. So congratulations and thank you for representing your community so well. And with that, I'll turn it over to Manager Giesbrecht for his report.
Thank you, sir. Our water staff recently replaced an old high-pressure pump at the water plant, and we're clearing out alders that are getting close to the power line feeding the City Creek Dam as some of our early spring projects. Staff supplied an ADEC contractor with maps and service addresses for a federally mandated lead service line inventory. State is helping various utilities with this effort through a grant that they received, so the work is being completed at no cost to the Petersburg Water Utility. We also got Water Department results from an initial PFAS sample of our raw water sources. This is that forever chemical that was used in firefighting foam. The level of PFAS was non-detectable across the board here in Petersburg. The department will still have to routinely sample when the final rule gets implemented, but this won't be for a couple of years. And based on our initial results, we will only have to sample every 3 years if our results continue to be good. Pump Station 4 loan application with DEC is moving forward, having passed a financial capacity analysis and environmental review. Project design is moving forward as well. Stephen Harbor has reported for duty to fill our vacant electrician operator position. It's great to have him on the staff and here in town. Department of Energy Hydro Efficiency Grant Administrator requested some additional pre-award information ahead of the metrics and milestones negotiation process. The negotiations process is focused on how each project owner will comply with reporting and milestone achievement during the work. Since our project is actually complete, it is more of a process to inform the Department of Energy what we accomplished and to prove that we have achieved the efficiency improvements required by the grant. Parks and Rec has installed a pool deck shower using some ARPA funds. This convenience is for a quick rinse before getting into the pool to swim and for cooling off during sauna use. We have a facility attendant position open in Parks and Rec. Hours are 1:15 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. If you know of any great, cheerful people loving, we're looking for people for this position, please send them our way. Position will turn into a facility specialist position with a higher pay rate once lifeguard certification is acquired. Our employees in the PD have been going through CPR training, and the officers received less lethal training and pepper spray training last week. Aaron recently attended an incident command system, or ICS, data management training with the U.S. Coast Guard in Anchorage. This exercise targeted control of incoming information from ground crews, required reports, and effective records retention strategies. FEMA requires this information to reimburse state and local entities after an incident. Klingit and Haida invited the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department to attend their state tribal opioid conference. The conference covered drug trends within the state, effective tools to establish what, if any, a potential person or patient could be taking, and other special considerations when responding to a scene where drug paraphernalia may be present. The Sitka Sound Science Center, along with Tlingit and Haida, hosted a Southeast Alaska Regional Landslide Workshop to discuss how, as a region, Southeast communities can work together with our state and federal partners to inform the public of the dangers of landslides in Southeast. Parks and Rec staff and Aaron worked together on the 8th to perform an emergency sheltering setup drill in the community gym. This allowed Aaron and Stephanie to draw up how to organize and arrange the most effective system for public sheltering at Parks and Rec using the equipment obtained from the Healthy and Equitable Communities Grant. March 24th, the Volunteer Fire Department and the hospital will be hosting a wilderness first aid class at the fire hall. If interested, contact the fire station or PMC Wellness Office. Volunteer Fire Department is currently teaching a Firefighter 1 course for new members. There are 8 folks currently enrolled. These classes take place on Saturday and will run until completed. It's not too late to join if interested. Call the station for details. As a reminder, Volunteer Fire Department has an ongoing emergency trauma technician course. This is a hybrid course with online and in-person portions of the class. Contact the station if interested. I met with on a phone conversation with Senator Murkowski's staff in D.C. to discuss the borough's congressionally directed spending request for next year. We discussed the hospital, Scow Bay generator, Scow Bay boatyard, and the Banana Point facility. I don't know yet what will be submitted. I had the first meeting with the grant writer who will be working on the Denali grant for Banana Point. I'm working on getting letters of support from Wrangell and Breakaway Charters for the proposed maintenance of the facility. We had some back and forth a little bit about the size of the match. Initially was thought it might be as much as 50%, which would kill the project for us. I got a late email before this meeting that it's maybe as low as 10%. So we're trying to confirm that. To replace the booms out there is about a $600,000 project. So even 10% is some serious money. So anyway, we'll all keep on it and we'll see what happens when we get more information. Department heads are working on finalizing their budget requests for next year. We still don't know the status of school funding other than they did not overturn the governor's veto this afternoon or how this will impact the borough's budget. So this will be part of our budget process with the assembly. And I'm continuing to work with PIA and Tlingit and Haida Housing for a Petersburg housing project. The focus now appears to be the expansion of the airport subdivision, and thanks to Deborah and her staff, as well as Tlingit and Haida, I think we're starting to move forward. So, and that's it, unless there's questions.
Any questions of the manager on his report this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to unfinished business. First item under unfinished business is Ordinance 2024-01. This is an ordinance amending Section 16.12.160, required authorization for disposal of borough real property of the Petersburg Municipal Code to increase the assessed property value requirement for sale of exchange of borough property to be ratified by voters of the Petersburg Borough. This is the third and final reading. And last meeting, it was amended from the $2 million to $1.5 million. So I would entertain a motion to approve Ordinance 2024-01 in its third and final reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Member Stanton Greger, seconded by Member Schwartz. Discussion. Member Lynn.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have an amendment I'd like to make. Excuse me. The last session, I said I would have one. My concern when I read this was the fact that we, first of all, as an assembly, have not been consistent about the information we've been providing to the public. Sometimes we've done it piecemeal, sometimes we've done it all at once, but not been consistent. And so when I read this, and we look at A, B, and C, regardless of the process, either ordinance or resolution, we're selling it. I'm proposing an amendment E to it, and I'll read that. And I don't think Member Marsh has it in front of her, so my amendment is an ordinance or resolution adopted under this section shall set forth the known terms of the proposed sale or exchange in sufficient detail so that the public is adequately informed and can appropriately comment on the proposed transaction, including one, the legal description and street address of the properties. Two, the method of sale, competitive bid versus directed negotiated sale. Three, the identity of the purchaser, if known. Four, the purchase or exchange price, if known. Five, any terms of payment. Six, excuse me. The assessed value of the borough property and any property appraisal values known to the borough. Seven, the public benefit of the proposed sale or exchange or explanation of how the sale or exchange is in the best interest of the community. Eight, any anticipated development of the property. And nine, any safeguards established to ensure receipt of the anticipated public benefit or interest. And the reason for this is that I think it's, we as an assembly have a responsibility to tell the public, both in writing and publicly, why we're intending to sell something if it's not at full value.
Okay, so that, I take, is a form of a motion to add Section E.
Yes, thank you.
Is there a second to that amendment?
I would second that amendment.
Okay, motion's been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor to amend Ordinance 2024-01 to add an Item E. Discussion on that amendment. Seeing none, clerk call the roll. Donna?
Hey, thank you.
Member Marsh, just yell at me.
Okay, all right. So it almost seems like this would be better attached to 2024-02, but this is intended for the 2024-01. That's correct?
This is an amendment to 2024-01.
What?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Would you, through the mayor, would you, Member Lynn, explain how you came about this proposed amendment?
The question for Member Lynn was how he came up with this proposed addition amendment?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, your volume is fading in and out for some reason, Member Marsh. Member Lynn?
Yes. I started through this ordinance, A, B, and C, and I made all kinds of changes to that. And then I went back to our attorney and was asked the question, is this consistent with other ordinances we have, and what do we need to do to make everything essentially consistent across the board, no matter how we sell property? And this is essentially what we came up with.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, Member Marsh?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion on the amendment? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, the amendment to Ordinance 2024-01 passes unanimously. Now we're back to the main motion as amended. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda is Ordinance 2024-02. This is an ordinance amending Section 16.12.030 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to allow for disposal of borough land for a public benefit purpose. This is the third and final reading. I would entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its third and final reading.
So moved. Second.
Motion been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine Walsh. Discussion. Member Lynn.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I have four amendments I'd like to propose on this ordinance on 02. The first one, and I'm going to take them one at a time.
I was going to request that. Yeah, that's how you have to do it, I think.
The first one is related to Item B of that of that ordinance, where we specifically talk about 20 that were essentially residential housing developments of 20 residences or more. And I was comparing that back against the other part of this ordinance where on a commercial lot, you could actually go a half acre, you could do something else. Here we're looking at 20 or more. And then I was asking our development director, you know, what does our current ordinance take? And essentially we have everything covered up to four different residences on a particular piece of property. We don't really have much above that that's done. So my amendment I'm proposing is to change 20. But the reason for that is if you're looking at from an infrastructure standpoint of adding roads, water, sewer, et cetera, to it, does it make any difference to us whether it's five lots, eight lots, five, eight, 10 residences? So because as long as it can be done by a developer and that individual can meet the conditions, it shouldn't make any difference. So my motion is to change 20 to 5.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, motion's been made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine Walsh to amend Section B of Ordinance 2024-02 from 20 or more residential lots to 5 or more residential lots. Discussion.
Yes.
Member Marsh.
Thank you. I would propose that we change it to 1. Because if we can cut a deal, if we're essentially a government subsidy, a discount for somebody to come in and build 5 homes, certainly they can cut a deal for somebody who wants to develop 1. And with that discount, a person might have additional funds or loan opportunities or use his own funds that he's acquired over time to spend it more on his home, utilities, and the driveway, even the road to access that. So I think if we can do it for 5, we should be able to do it for 1.